This is the Marketplace Morning Report. I'm David Brancaccio. The case of a nurse who's been convicted of negligent homicide for a medication error that killed a patient is raising concerns for nurses across the country. Blake Farmer of WPLN in Nashville reports now that nurses already weary from caring for COVID patients have renewed concern now about their own legal liability.
In late 2017, Redonda Vaught mistakenly gave a patient a powerful paralytic injection rather than a sedative with a similar name. She reported the grievous error immediately, acknowledging all the warnings she overlooked along the way. She was initially cleared by the state nursing board, but then a Nashville prosecutor pressed charges. As soon as the guilty verdict was read in late March, Vaught spoke to nurses around the nation who've been following her case for years.
Do what you do. Do it well. And don't let this defeat you mentally.
Vaught will be sentenced in May and could face jail time, though her defense argued problems with the hospital's drug dispensing system contributed to the error. But her former employer, Vanderbilt University Medical Center, has not faced punishment. The hospital settled with the family and did not help with Vaught's defense. After the guilty verdict, prosecutor Chad Jackson insisted his office is not out to arrest nurses.
This was not a case against the nursing community. This was about the actions of one individual.
But nurses across the country say they're worried.
I made some mistakes that I didn't sleep for 3 days.
Katie Green Davis is a trauma nurse from Baltimore. She says nurses will be hesitant to take on life and death cases.
It's going to become us versus them when it has to be for the safety of the patient. All for one and one for all.
The verdict comes after all the pandemic-related headaches and heartaches nurses have had to endure. Alyssa Brady is one of the many nurses who contributed to help pay Vaught's legal fees.
She's just the first one to be thrown on the chopping block. And it did light a fire under the nursing community. We are not going to stand for this.
Many nurses say they plan to travel to Vaught's sentencing. Brady also joined fellow nurses in Ohio and established a nonprofit legal defense fund for the next nurse who may face jail time for a mistake on the job. In Nashville, I'm Blake Farmer for Marketplace.